Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Golden Globes are almost here. We're predicting the winners, the fashion, and who's going to make history. Plus, we're looking back at our favorite moments.
It's a golden night for us.
My wife is the greatest of all time.
And we'll show you how to dress and party like a star.
It's Golden Globes weekend, and we are ready to celebrate on Daily Pop. So let's pop the champagne and get this party started.
Yay!
You guys, the Globes are tomorrow, and although things will be very different this year, of course, the star power is still going to be huge. We're talking Nicole Kidman, Regina King, Kaley Cuoco, Viola Davis, Kate Blanchett, the cast of The Crown, and so many more of our faves. Then there's Tiffany Haddish, Kate Hudson, Awkwafina, Sterling K. Brown, ooh, Cynthia Erivo, and Renee Zellweger. They'll all be hitting the stage as presenters.
I'm so happy you said Sterling K. Brown, because I thought all women was gone after that announcement.
Oh, we had to list Sterling. He's going to be there. Yes, gracing the stage, the screens, everything. We love him. There are going to be some big names there. What are you guys excited for tomorrow?
I'm kind of excited to see Joaquin Phoenix. We haven't seen him in so long.
Did not expect you to say that.
100%. Yes. But ever since having his baby with Rooney Mara, I want to know what the Phoenix is up to.
Do you think that the whole family will be zooming in, streaming in?
No, because I think what's going to happen tomorrow is the presenters get to show up.
Yes,
and no
right.
one will be in the audience. So I think we're going to see Joaquin. He's going to be slick. He's going to be in all black, as he normally is.
Okay.
He's going to be mysterious and sexy.
Okay,
of course,
I like that. I like that.
What about you?
You know, I'm excited for everyone because I've been doing Daily Pop. Like, I'm really into it now.
Yes, welcome to the fam.
Yes, I love it. I'm really excited to see Nicole Kidman. I want to see, you know, last year she was the lady in red, and she usually wears dark. I want to see her in something bright, even though she has kind of like pale skin, because she probably wears something to pop. But I'm excited to see her. I want to see what Tiffany's doing, Cynthia. So I'm very excited for the females to see what they're going to be popping off with.
Oh, yeah. I think the females will bring the fashion, will bring the looks. I like how there's always just a variety now with these at-home award shows. Like, they're either in the pajamas and the silkies,
yes,
or they're in the full-out glam and the fits. And I love seeing the family surrounding them. When people win, like, I just love that everyone gets to be in on the celebration.
It's
not just
cool.
It's not just the person and the partner that they brought.
I do like to see people's living situations.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
here we go.
No, I do.
Right. It does make it, it brings a different element.
It brings a different element to it, but, like, you know, I'm online dating right now because we're in a pandemic.
Yeah, of course.
So when I'm talking to a guy and we have to FaceTime, I'm often curious to see what his bathroom looks like, because you can tell a lot about a man by his bathroom.
Do you ask on the first FaceTime date?
Yeah.
About, you tell them to bring me to the bathroom.
Oh, no, I'm always like, yeah, oh, you sexy. Let me see you in that bathroom light.
Oh,
and then once you get to the bathroom, I'm looking for the soap scum rings.
Oh,
I'm
looking.
Okay, you know, well, I'm being told we got to get back to the show, the Golden Globes. So let's talk about one of the toughest competitions. It's Best Actress in a Television Series Drama. Who is winning this Globe, you guys?
You know what? I'm going to go with, I know you're going to kill me for taking yours.
Yeah, you probably took
Olivia Colman, The Crown.
I knew it. I knew you were going to take it. But I got another one. Go ahead. Tell us why. Why Olivia? I love her.
No, I just think Olivia Colman brings it in The Crown. And, like, we've seen her start off as the queen who was kind of sort of not really into her role, and to develop into somebody who puts the crown before family. And to see that hard kind of sort of roll through on a TV series is kind of beautiful, and I think people love her.
Okay, definitely love her. But are you tired of seeing her just always take the show and the awards?
She is my new Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
I cannot unsee Olivia Colman in The Crown. Like, she is just the queen forever for me.
But which is unfortunate as an actress, because she
I really want Laura Linney to take this. Did you guys watch Ozark? Ozark got me through this pandemic.
This season was good.
Okay, yes. I watched it and then I stopped, but go ahead.
This season is bomb.
Okay,
bomb.
That's what you say. So do I start right now at this season?
This is what the problem is. You have to start season one.
Yeah.
Season two is going to be a dud for you, but when you get back to season three, you're going to love every minute of it.
Yeah.
Okay, for me, I'm looking at Sarah Paulson in Ratched because I think she really commits to this role. For me, when an actress disappears in the role, that's when they should get the award.
The only problem is, because I do think Sarah Paulson is a good pick, and she does, you know, she does melt into every character that she does. I just don't feel like this show was as strong
overall. Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, to support somebody winning Best Actress.
You want to be obsessed with the acting, the show, everything top to tail.
But
and
the Globes are really, the Globes are not that award show that is predictable.
But let's be real, they're predictable in the way that they love a newcomer. So Emily Corrin is probably going to win anyway for The Crown because they love a new ingenue.
Yeah, okay, well, speaking of...
Okay, I was going to say, I have a quick question about The Crown. Just, I don't know, I'm just going to ask, maybe I need an expert on the show. Gillian Anderson, why didn't she get it for Margaret Thatcher? Am I out of the loop or something?
Because she and her boyfriend were in a fight at the time.
And
they didn't put her ass up for Best Supporting Actress.
She was beyond the best thing acting-wise on The Crown. I'm sorry.
I feel like there were a lot of snubs with the Golden Globes. And, you know, with that, and talking about this show being unpredictable, I mean, we got to talk about Best Actress in a TV musical or comedy. This is a hard category, but we're talking Emily in Paris, you guys, was nominated. Lily Collins, unpredictable. That one.
Oh, right? But did you hear all the drama about Emily in Paris?
Oh, yes, the drama. Let's talk about that drama. We can't talk about the drama.
We are not talking about that drama on this show. We will talk about it on my Insta story after. But let me tell you who's going to win this one. Elle Fanning, the great, was some of the best acting I have ever seen in my life. The story was great. The way they broke down this historical figure was phenomenal. I had never seen anything done like it. And again, they love that young muse ingenue. I think she might get it.
Yeah, that was a big glow up for Elle, for sure, this role.
Yes.
Loved seeing her grow into this.
It was
good. She was good, but I'm not saying anything, but I am trying to tell. Let me look at my list here.
You picked Kaylee Cuoco.
I did pick Kaylee Cuoco.
I did,
and
too.
I didn't, when we first started talking about it on Daily Pop, I was like, nah. But then I started watching The Flight Attendant.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you something. She is fantastic.
Yes.
She is funny. She is serious. She brings the drama. She brings physical comedy.
You're right.
I think she can walk away with it.
She really proved how dynamic she is as an actress. This was the role that I have been waiting for because I didn't understand what is all of the hype. And then I watched it. I'm like, wow, this is a really well written show and written so perfectly for her.
Mm-hmm. You got to get to 4.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean?
You got to get to episode 4 in that show.
Oh, in that show.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
And then you're really hanging on.
And then you really get it.
Then you really
And then you
get
start
it.
Understanding her behaviors in episode 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
I love Kaylee Cuoco. I'd be so happy if she won it because she does deserve it. But I feel like Elle Fanning. I'm sorry.
Okay, but wait a minute. Do you think there's some stiff competition with Schitt's Creek and Catherine O'Hara?
She's funny,
and they took everything last time.
At the Emmys,
they took everything at the Emmys. So what do you think about that? Do you think they're going to get snubbed or they're going
to... Sometimes I feel like people don't like to vote for, like, the person who's winning at life. Like, I feel like J-Lo didn't get that Oscar because she had got that diamond ring and she got, you know, Hustlers opened to $77 million and she got Super Bowl. They're like, girl, you have enough. Go sit your ass down. So that's why, the only reason why I don't think Catherine O'Hara's going to win.
Really?
And she should.
She's really, really, really funny, but... Okay.
Yeah, honestly, she has no room on her trophy shelves. Like, she's literally like, guys, please don't give this to me.
No, I think she'll take it. It's been a long time coming.
Well, there will be a sure bet that Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, they're going to kill it and make a little Globes history. For the first time, the ceremony will take place in two separate locations. Tina will be hosting live in New York, while Amy is in L.A., and it will be the fourth time the besties host the show. So we had to, you know, dig through the archives and see some of their best moments.
I like that hair.
A very good evening to everyone here in the room and to all the women and gay men watching at home.
Watch out, Hollywood. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are coming for you.
Matt Damon is here. Matt, on any other night in any other room, you would be a big deal. But tonight, and don't take this the wrong way, you're basically a garbage person. Meryl Streep is not here tonight. She has the flu. And I hear she's amazing in it.
Clooney is always a top target.
George Clooney married Amal Alamuddin this year. Amal is a human rights lawyer who worked on the Enron case, was an advisor to Kofi Annan regarding Syria, and was selected for a three-person UN commission investigating rules of war violations in the Gaza Strip. So tonight, her husband is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Amy told us she cannot wait to drop some new comedy bombs tomorrow on the NBC show.
It's really fun to do things with your friends.
Yeah, like making fun of Hollywood's diet obsession.
Jennifer Aniston is here tonight, nominated for the film Cake. And we should explain to all the people in the room, the Hollywood people. Cake is like a, it's like a fluffy dessert,
right,
that people eat on their birthdays.
Oh, and birthdays are like a thing people celebrate when they admit that they have aged.
We've been friends for over 20 years and met kind of as an arranged marriage, put on an improv team together. And we've really been on each other's team since then.
And teaming up on A-listers can get racy.
Anne shot her big Les Mis song all in one tight close-up. And she said that it was really difficult performing with a camera so close to her face.
Well, then she's never going to make it in porn.
Yeah, I don't think she has any plans to do porn, Amy.
None of us have plans to do porn.
Hysterical.
Whose number do you think they have? Who's getting roasted and grilled?
Ted Cruz. Oh, between Ted Cruz and Armie Hammer, I think those two are going to be fair game. There's enough time that has passed with the Armie Hammer of it all.
I don't know about
that. Something that's
going to happen. Oh, do you think they're afraid? Those two? They're not afraid. First of all, they're friends with everyone in Hollywood. They're hysterical. They're not really, they're clever enough and smart enough with comedy that they're not mean.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. They can get away with a lot. Love those two together. All right, you guys, up next, we're talking fashion. Who's going to crush it and who's going in sweats? Plus, how Kaley Cuoco shocked us all at her very first Golden Globes. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
From Big Bang Theory, Kaley Cuoco is with us. How are you?
I'm so good. It's my first Golden Globe, so I'm so excited.
Penny.
Leonard, Sheldon.
Hi.
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 I couldn't help but notice as you were extending your arms that you have a diamond ring on your ring finger.
I'm engaged.
Congratulations. She's engaged. Oh, breaking news. Yeah. Drink. Let's go.
I'd like you to know who I'm engaged to, though. Chopard. It's the only finger it fit, and I said I have to wear it.
That was Kaley Cuoco at her very first Golden Globes when she was a presenter back in 2011, and Kaley will be back tomorrow as a first-time nominee thanks to her role in The Flight Attendant, which we already said we are obsessed with.
Mm-hmm.
All right, since she just looks stunning there, I think we need to just jump right into fashion. Let's talk designer Christian Siriano. He has dressed countless celebrities for the Golden Globes red carpet, like this amazing gown he made for Issa Rae a few years ago. Oh, lovely.
So gorgeous in that white.
Oh, that is. She looks stunning.
He gave Xander Roberts Rossi some scoop on what we can expect tomorrow.
The Globes is literally around the corner. Can you give us any inkling to what you're prepping, who you're prepping?
I mean, we're doing a few little things, but I have a feeling it is going to be a very last minute rush. I like can feel it because we've been getting a lot of emails, but to be honest, people still aren't fully sure what they're going to do. And because people will still be at home, you could wear no shoes. No one would know.
You got to put on some shoes.
Yeah, that would be me. No shoes.
Yeah,
socks
that.
Only, slippers only. But fashion is still one big mystery. Some stars will bring their A game and the others, they might be in their pajamas and the slippers like us. But we have some ideas for how they can spice up their style. Kim, who do you have?
Once again, I told you I'm very excited about my girl, Nicole Kidman. As I said, last year she wore the Lady in Red. Look at that. Very nice and fitted, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she usually wears dark colors. I'm wanting to see her in something bright, I think.
Ooh.
Okay. Not bright, like a red, like a dark red, but maybe a yellow.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
I can see that. We got to have that slit.
Yes.
I need the slit. What do you have?
Well, I have the one and only Kate Hudson.
Mm.
And I would like to see her go a little bit chic, a little bit more laid back, and do something that's kind of sort of like a kimono. Like you see her in these Valentino gowns. This one is from 2018. It's so beautiful. But I think she can pull this dress off from Ralph and Russo. I love this look on her. And you know what? She has that California laid back, my mom is Goldie Hawn style. So I really think this would be beautiful for her to accept her award at home.
Okay, with slippers and all.
Slippers and all.
Yes. Okay,
what about you?
My first pick is Michelle Pfeiffer. I feel like she just sizzled in black. Her waist was cinched last year, but I think she'd look even better in a look kind of similar to Charlize's dress. How do you guys feel about
that? Let's see it.
Ooh.
Can you see that?
Yes.
No.
Can you imagine that at home red carpet?
No.
What?
I love it.
You forget the Zoom is from here on up, boo.
Okay, well, you know we're going to get the Insta post later. And we're going to get the photographer is going to come over and take that photo of the full body. We need that.
Mm-mm. Kim, do you have another one?
Oh, wait. Of course I have another one. I always do. I am looking for my girl, Regina King, of course, on the carpet. Look at her. She is always stunning.
Yes.
You know, and last year she wore an Alberta Ferretta gown. Look at her. I don't know if she want to be at home with that.
Right.
But I'd like to see her in a pantsuit.
Ooh.
A nice pantsuit. Look at that. Like Kelly Rowland. Okay. At the premiere of What Men Want. Look at that. Fantastic. It doesn't have to be that shiny, but I want to see her in a pantsuit.
I can see it.
I can see Regina King in a pantsuit.
Mm-hmm.
I really can. Look at her. Funky.
I want to do Viola Davis.
Okay.
Oh, please. Please just close it out with Viola Davis. Let's talk about it.
She was sexy and all black at the 2018 Globes, but imagine her in something more vibrant, more colorful.
Ooh.
This big yellow drama Carolina Herrera gown. Look at that.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Okay.
With that beat, with that
you
hair.
Win. With that skin tone.
Ooh. Okay, yes. You know what? That Photoshop job just might have convinced me. That
Greg
volume, Rosky, the color.
Me.
Viola, put on that yellow dress. Change your mind,
girl.
We'll send you the gown, and we'll send you that pic. All right, you guys. Still ahead, from Viola Davis to The Crown, we're breaking down who will win and who should win. Stay with us.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
Welcome back, you guys. It is time to debate who will win versus who should win tomorrow night. And to help us out is Rotten Tomatoes award season editor Jacqueline Coley.
Yes, Jacqueline, we want to apologize. Kim and I are a little drunk.
They've been enjoying themselves this show.
See,
so get on this
off.
Level.
I mean, I don't think I can catch up, but cheers to trying.
Cheers. Okay.
Globes.
You guys, we got to jump right in. Yesterday, you predicted that Nomadland would win for Best Picture. But should it win, and why?
absolutely it should win, but I'm also going to say again, the Hollywood Foreign Press does what the Hollywood Foreign Press is going to do. So there's a good chance that Trial of Chicago 7 could be a spoiler win. Although I do think that this sort of wonderless, quiet drama, which is also one of the few studio films in the conversation this year, has a bit on its side for 100%. That reason. Yeah.
You also forget how much a studio does to make sure their film is presented in the right way and to make sure they're in the running. So I'm pretty sure whatever studio this is, which is
Searchlight.
Searchlight is probably like, we have a Frances McDormand. We have a Frances McDormand. We're gonna get a trophy.
Because Frances
McDormand always brings the biggest performance with the smallest roles.
Yes, and this is another one where she is not doing, you know, it doesn't have those huge actually scenes, but it's something where you're really feeling it with her through the entire journey. Mm-hmm. And it speaks on something that is dealing with a lot of folks right now, and that is housing insecurity due to financial hardship.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was it definitely brought some realness. And you're also predicting that Chloe Zhao will win for Best Director.
Yes, again, over at RottenTomatoes.com, we calculate all of the wins for the season, and Chloe Zhao has swept every major director prize this season without fail. She is the odds-on favorite for also Best Director, which would make her one of the few women to not only gain the nomination, but to win.
So you ready to fight us?
I mean,
we're going to fight you for Regina.
Listen.
Regina King.
And directorial debut.
I will tell you this. If there is anyone that wants to see myself be wrong in this, I would love to be wrong about Regina or Emerald Fennell. I would love to see any of these ladies take home the prize. But my best guess, my best sense, being as the person that kind of reads on this, I'm going to go ahead and say Chloe.
I'll take your advice.
Okay.
Let's talk about Best Actor and Best Actress.
This is what's a great one, especially on the Best Actor side, because although it's bittersweet that Chadwick Boseman is probably going to win the Golden Globe this Sunday for Best Actor, he also should win. His performance is the best of his career. It is so incredible to know that he went into this performance likely knowing that it might be his last, and you can see him giving everything he had on screen.
And it's so crazy because it takes a lot to outdo Viola. I'm telling you right now, there were times where I was like, there ain't no,
she's also my pick for Best Actress. Although I will say again, Frances McDormand is Frances McDormand. She gives great acceptance speeches, and the Hollywood Foreign Press likes a good show more than anything else. However, I think the recent news that they've had as far as the lack of Black members and the lack of Black nominees, they're going to be looking to do a bit of damage control and voting with their minds as well as their hearts.
But is it too late to change the vote?
Well, this is the one thing I will say. Those stories were being sniffed around for a very long time before they were written. Then they just recently came out, but it was during voting period. Okay. So some folks had not voted when that sort of made news.
We'll take it. Okay. We'll see.
Let's go vote.
We got to talk about comedy or musical category. You're predicting Hamilton, and just saying the name makes me want to bust down in song and dance right now.
Absolutely. I think Lin-Manuel Miranda is another one that they want to get on stage because he gives these great rap acceptance speeches. It is between him and Borat, though, for the subsequent movie sequel. Sacha Baron Cohen is literally one of the most favored nominees for the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Wow.
He's actually the only triple nominee this year as producer, actor, and supporting actor for Trial of Chicago 7. So I think they're going to find a way to honor him, just not in the best comedy
100%.
Category.
And I think everybody knows at least one line from Hamilton in every household.
Absolutely.
So I think you're right.
Yeah, history has their eyes on the Hollywood Foreign Press this weekend, so I think they're gonna do what's right with Hamilton.
All right, well, right now we want to play a little round of rapid-fire TV wins. First up, you think The Crown should win for Best Drama Series. Should it win?
Yes, absolutely. The Crown deserves to win. It was not just an incredible film, it was also one that everybody watched.
Olivia Colman, you said she will win. Should she win?
Yes, I think that she will win, but I would actually argue that Laura Linney would be a better choice.
Thank you.
Don't come for me, Crown stands. Don't come for me, but I still think I would go with
The Crown,
yes.
Josh O'Connor.
Yes, absolutely. I'm thinking that Josh O'Connor is going to win, and I think he should, too. I think what he was able to do with Prince Charles was kind of incredible because he added humility to a villain in a lot of stories, but also
I think, brought life to that character.
And he made him sexy, which was impossible.
That was actually the real trick.
That was the real trick.
That was the greatest trick that the devil pulled, if we want to say.
Jacqueline, thank you so much. We're so excited to see if your predictions come true.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, don't go anywhere, because up next, Vanderpump Rules stars Tom and Ariana are here, and they're showing us how to whip up some Globes-inspired cocktails so we can call, you know, we can all celebrate at home. I'm having too many drinks already.
Oh, my God, we have to drink again?
Award season also means cocktail season, and joining us now, Vanderpump Rules couple Tom Sandoval and Ariana Maddox.
Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
You know, we love coming back for any excuse to make cocktails.
Any excuse to drink on TV.
Honestly, I have a confession. I'm having a socially distanced moment at my house on Sunday, and I don't want to just serve beer and wine. I want to serve something nice. So you guys are going to cook up 2 drinks for us today that I can use at my house on Sunday.
Yes, yeah, of course. You're gonna kick it up a notch. It's gonna be amazing.
What's the first one?
Okay, so the first one is based off Promising Young Woman.
No, the first one is the Queen's Gambit Gibson.
Yes.
So you know how in Queen's Gambit there's a whole moment where they're on the plane and her mom says, you know, she will orders a martini, and she orders it with an onion because she finds it much more refined than the olive.
Okay, I had so many questions when I saw that scene, so yeah.
Yes,
let's get
and
into
it's
it.
A classic cocktail, so we're starting out with something that is timeless. So what you're going to do is you are going to fill your cocktail shaker with ice.
Yeah.
Get started here.
I have a hard time with this ice.
Quite a lot going on here right now. Okay, so then we're gonna add 2.5 ounces of the traditional is gin, but you know, we're doing vodka today because we all prefer a little vodka.
Yeah.
Same
here.
Yeah.
All right.
2.5 ounces of that.
Okay.
And then we're gonna do 1/2 ounce of sweet vermouth.
All right.
And what's the vermouth add to it? Is it the dryness?
So it's gonna actually add a little bit of I don't know. They used to add vermouth to martinis to sort of lighten them up a little bit.
Oh, that's what it does.
Yeah, but the Blanco vermouth or Bianco vermouth is going to add a little bit of sweetness to it as well.
It kind of gives you like a depth of flavor. So we have like 1/2 ounce of the dry vermouth and 1/2 ounce of the Bianco vermouth, and it definitely gives you more layers to it because otherwise it's kind of like you're just drinking straight alcohol.
Okay, so we poured all of the
yeah, so everything goes in here with your ice, and then you're just gonna give it a really good shake.
A lot of people like their, make sure you hold 2 hands.
You don't want this flying off.
A lot of people like.
At home, all quarantine, you guys.
Nice. You're killing it.
This was my shake weight.
if you don't want to bruise or ice chips or anything like that, you can give it a stir like I'm doing, like so.
We love an option.
Okay. All right.
So then just strain it into your martini glass.
And there goes
like
my spoon.
So.
Good thing I don't need it.
All right. Gorgeous. And then you're gonna take your skewer with your cocktail onions and pop that in there.
Wow.
And I know the cocktail onion is a polarizing garnish, but I love them. Like I could eat them straight out of the jar, just in the kitchen.
And let's get to
midnight
the second
snack.
Drink.
These cocktails.
Because I feel like this is more my vibe over here.
Yeah, yeah. That was good. Delicious.
If you notice, these cocktail skewers are sterling silver with blue diamonds. They're a collaboration that Kyle Chan, jewelry designer, and me are doing together.
Oh,
yeah. Sounds like a little something in the works over here.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm keeping mine. All right, let's get to the next one.
Okay.
So for the next one, we're going to do. You were right.
What's this one called?
This is called the Promising Young Woman.
This is a Promising Young Woman.
Ooh, tell me
it's pink.
Off the movie.
It's got a kick to
it. Yes. Give me everything.
She's not kidding around.
Right? Yeah. If you saw this movie, you know what she's talking about.
Exactly. So love this movie.
Dumplin' actually, you know, when we first met, you kind of gave me Carey Mulligan vibes.
No!
Yeah. In the best way possible.
I love that.
Am I throwing the jalapenos in this
stand
agave?
Carey Mulligan.
Yeah, drop 3 in. You're gonna put in your agave nectar. That's just either 1/2 ounce to.
I'm muddling mine right in the glass.
Me too. Because we only got a minute left and I wanna get through this thing.
Yeah.
1.25 lemon juice. We're gonna do 0.5 ounces of cranberry, and then we're going to add 2 ounces of peach Ciroc.
Ooh.
Yum.
I'll muddle that up.
This sounds like it's going to be
Oh, you need the muddler. Sorry. Yeah.
It's all right.
My bad.
So we'll muddle this up.
I got the muddler right here.
We'll give it, we'll give it some ice.
Oops. I'm just adding all my stuff because I know what I'm doing. Yeah. And we're putting the jalapenos in.
Yes, put the jalapenos in.
Okay.
Now we're going to grab our shaker.
This is what's up. This is the drink.
Wait, wait, wait.
Drinking over there.
Yes.
Then you can just dump all the contents in the glass.
And then, I did the third thing that Tom said
to do.
There's
nothing like a morning cocktail.
If you ain't got time.
And then if you really want to add a little more.
Oh, wow. We're getting crazy over here. We have got to go to break and drink these drinks.
This is a,
but up next, wish you could look like a Parisian and be very chic like Emily or get the mod style from Queen's Gambit. Well, now you can. Fashion expert Melissa Chatain is here to show us.
The show's nominated for Golden Globes weren't just entertaining. They also had some amazing fashion. And here to show us how to get the looks for less is style expert Melissa Chatain.
Yes.
I just love saying that name.
Say it again and again.
Melissa
like
Chatain.
Champagne. Okay, so, you know, the fashion from the shows were only less worthy and binge-worthy TV.
Yes.
I mean, just so good. And the best one is the crown. Princess Diana was arguably the most fashionable woman of the 20th century, and we could not get enough of the fashion.
What?
Because it was like mimicking her life. They recreated so many looks. And my favorite one is the Belleville Sasson dress, this red dress that she wore.
That was like a big controversy when it happened, right?
Yes, and this was at the Paris Opera House. I found the look for less. From Walmart.
No.
Yes, from Walmart.
Not Wally World.
But this dress is only $24.
Oh, that's cute.
$29. It's really cute. It has that polka dot flair. It's the more toned down, casual version that's perfect for a picnic this spring. Pair it with a straw hat and some espadrilles, and you're ready to go.
Girl, that is adorable. I'm going to get that in a size 8. Now, what about one of this year's most breakout shows of all time when it comes to fashion, Emily in Paris?
Emily in Paris. She gave us, like, sushi that are wonderful. Lust for Paris, croissants, French chefs,
yes,
and amazing fashion. And so I loved, my favorite look was this gingham suit that she wore.
I knew you were going to pick that one.
Right? Isn't it good? So this is perfect for the girls that really want to show some leg. I found the look for less for only the total $30 from Shein.
Hold on,
so
hold
the
on,
blazer's
hold on.
$25. The shorts are $5. And then you need a beret all day situation.
Hold on. You mean Patricia Field probably spent an arm and a leg on that moment. And you found
it for $30. And then you add the little French beret for only $14 from ASOS. I mean, it's an easy look. Now, this look, if you have legs, which I love showing off my legs,
you love legs,
you got to show some legs. So that's the look for the girls. That's how you style it.
Okay, what about the 60s mod fashion that we saw in the Queen's Gambit? Because not everybody can pull it off because Prada makes it so expensive.
Prada does make it expensive. Who knew that the Queen's Gambit would make us love mod fashion and chess? This
yes.
is like the year. Okay, so since most of the country is covered in snow, I selected the all-white monochromatic look that Beth wore at the end. It's kind of her coming age. I mean, who knew that she'd look so cute at that, starting off with those awful short bangs?
Oh, my God. And this is Jackie Onassis all the way.
Totally. Oh, well played.
Mm-hmm.
So I found this jacket from Amazon. I love a good Amazon find.
Let
for only
this.
$27.
Let me see this. Let me see this. No.
Yeah, it's a detachable collar. How cute is that? So the way to really pull off the monochromatic, you need the cashmere gloves,
yes,
which are $99 from Net-a-Porter, and then the little beret from Lac et Color
yes.
US, and that's how you make it, the monochromatic winter chic.
But to pull off the 60s mod situation, I feel like you have to have great fabrics. That's
yes.
the key.
You can't really do it cheap, but obviously that coat is pretty affordable.
Yes.
But it's all about the luxury. And really, I mean, look at a nice solid turtleneck. Like you're a mod right
By
now.
By the way, I just want to look rich on a budget. This thing was $27.50 from H&M.
Elegance all the way.
All the way. Killing Eve, Jodie Comer's character on Killing Eve is one of the most best dressed characters on TV, hands down. Emily Paris ain't got nothing
no,
on her.
I am obsessed with Killing Eve, so much so, you know, her character's named Villanelle. I named my cat after Villanelle and Eve, both of them the twin girls. And the fashion is a steal. So I found a look for less dress. So this season, the blue dress was sold out in a flash. It's from designer fashion house called Vampire Diary. It was £595 and it sold out like like that.
If you tell me you found this for less than $100, I'm going to kick you.
I found it two ways. So first for our curvy girls.
Yes.
Size inclusive. I found a great $36 dress from ASOS.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. You see that? So the V-neck is great. It gives it has that essence of the dress with a little bit of a high-low. Really good for showing off your leg. It works for most body types, especially you can wear a high-low dress even if you're petite because it gives it a little leg to elongate you. And then I found the dress again from an artisan on Etsy for $94.
There's some good finds on Etsy, but by the way,
look at that. How cute is that? Is that just like the dress?
I swear this one might get sued at this point because this dress looks exactly the same.
It is.
For a third of the price.
For a third of the price. That's how we do. That's why you should follow me.
You know what?
I'm the expert.
You have to bring some men's fashion up in here because I am done with giving these ladies all the tea.
Let's do a men's fashion segment.
Please. For March, thank you for being here. You know I love you.
I love you too.
You guys, follow Melissa Chatane on Instagram. She gives you all the hype. Up next, Reese and Zendaya's red carpet hairstyle. We're showing you how to create those big glamorous waves at home. Don't go anywhere. You may recognize him as the guy who threw a certain pumping object out the window on Bling Empire, but he's also one of the biggest celebrity hairstylists. Please welcome Guy Tang, everybody.
Woo-hoo!
Now, Guy is here to show us how to get some of those glamorous Golden Globe hairstyles. I already know how to do hair, so I already whipped this one up. But Guy's gonna show us how to do this big Hollywood curl moment because, you know, being home on Zoom, it's all about the hair this year.
Absolutely. And I think the situation is everyone wants to mimic or look like their favorite celebrity or someone they celebrate online. And a lot of people might not know how to style their hair and they end up burning the hair off. And have you seen those videos before where...
I've been to Kim's.
Oh, they glued their hair, honey. They did everything.
Yeah, I've been to Kim's dressing room. She burns her hair off all the time.
I'm very excited. So is this this is fancy.
Yes, that's fancy. But I want to show you a demo here really quick.
Yes.
So a lot of times we think we have to have our iron on at the highest heat, but actually the lowest heat is actually the best thing to do because...
I never heard that.
Hold up. For all hair?
Well, sometimes if you put the right product in, sometimes you could go up to medium heat.
Okay.
It depends if it's colored because if your hair is lightened or bleached, and you can burn the hair, and that's when you see the hair turn yellow.
Okay.
Right? So I'm gonna show you here. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna turn this one on the lowest heat.
Okay.
And
this is a flat iron that we're using.
I'm actually gonna do a demo right now.
Ooh.
And heat protection is very important. You have to wear heat protection. Sometimes I call it a little hair condom.
Yes.
You got it.
A hair condom.
Yes. So I missed it on the hair. This is the one I created, Guy Tang My Dandy, my defender.
Oh, this smells delicious.
Yes, you missed it on the hair. And what happens is the polymer helps create like a web link. So when you
don't have to use as high a heat.
Exactly, because the high heat is what you think is curling your hair, but if you're not using the right product, you need the right product to create like a polymer around the hair to shield it. So a lot of times we put the iron on for too long in one spot.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I want to show you, even at the lowest heat, you see it slightly lightened, right?
Yeah.
It did.
But that's the key is heat protection, but also move the iron as quick as you can.
Okay.
But you see how it lightened? But that's even with heat protection on low heat. So imagine if you turn it on 455, because most irons...
Oh, you're right.
They go up really
high.
Oh my gosh.
And they burn your hair.
And you see the hair turn yellow, right?
Yes.
And then we think we have to use that purple shampoo. And then what happens, our hair gets dingier, darker, duller, and then all of a sudden our hair gets crispy and it falls off and it keeps breaking.
Okay.
So right now,
I want to
learn how to crimp something or curl something.
Yeah, I want to curl something.
Are you ready to see what happens when I put on high heat?
Okay.
Okay, ready or not? Here I go.
Uh-oh.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, some of the hair fell off.
But do you see how the color changed instantly?
Yes.
And here's the difference between the low, the low heat uh-huh. and the high heat, right?
Right.
So
the low heat is where you want to be.
Right.
The low heat is where you want to be and keep the iron moving.
Moving.
And wear protection.
I want to curl something.
Yeah, you want to curl something?
We want to curl something.
Okay, so we're going to mimic this look today. And you can see how beautiful her body wave is, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to show you how to get this look with...
This look.
Yes.
She just came to the beauty salon. She is not ready.
Yes.
She is not ready. She is not washed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Heat protection is key here, okay?
Okay, so we need to spray it. Oh, is that your face on there?
That is my face.
Oh, this is fancy.
Let's spray this for you guys.
Spray it. Spray it up.
Spray
the back where I can get it.
The back, right.
The back, because I want to hit this curl right here.
Hit this curl right here.
No, hit this one. Heat protection.
This is
your product, and I take this right here. Now, do I hold it?
I got
put
the hair in. And then
okay.
bevel it.
Start here.
You could go that way.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then
slide it down.
Okay, warm it up. Okay, keep it moving.
Honey, I've done a lot of hair in the kitchen, boo.
Oh, yes.
Wait.
Uh-oh. I didn't do right.
You kind of got something
okay,
going.
Okay, no, I feel the heat. I feel it. Your turn, Justin. Come on.
No, we're going to have Guy Tang show us this during the commercial break, and we're going to bring our girl Odd to be the fourth co-host.
Whoa.
So, guys, show us this in the commercial break,
here.
And we're going to get her started. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop.
Welcome back to a special Daily Pop Golden Globes edition. Don't forget, tomorrow, the Golden Globe Awards are on NBC, kicking off at 7 Eastern. And we will have coverage all day here on E! Starting at 4 Eastern. Okay, now take a look at this.
What is your favorite season?
Awards.
Globes will sadly mark the end of an era for Schitt's Creek. The series came to a close last year, and to help send them out in style, let's play Who's Talking Shit? We'll see if you can match some epic quotes to the characters who said them. All right, here we go. First question. Who said, "I haven't bedazzled anything since I was 22? Was it A, Alexis, B, Twyla, C, David?
David.
I'm going to go David as
David.
Well.
I'm also going C, David. The answer is...
Excuse me? I haven't bedazzled anything since I was 22.
David, you were dressed like a harlequin and you were glowing shiny jewels. Perhaps that was just a night terror.
I think that's the one and only quote I remember from the show, so the next ones are all in your hands, okay, you guys? All right, here's our next quote. Talk to the hand because the ears are no longer working. Was it Alexis, Johnny, or Moira?
I'm gonna go with Alexis.
Alexis A.
I'm going with Moira.
Oh, Moira's okay. good. That's
show
a good
us the
one.
Quote.
Talk to the hand, son, because the ears are no longer working.
Okay, oh that's God. Not at all how that works.
Maybe. Okay.
So we all stink. What about this one? I actually preferred to be called a freelance brand invigorator. David.
Alexis.
I'm going David.
Alexis.
The answer is?
Let's see what happens.
I actually prefer to be called a freelance brand invigorator.
That's definitely
yes. I like that. I think I'm going to take that title.
Okay.
A freelance brand invigorator.
Mm, that's me. Okay. Do you like this sweater? Jared Leto gave it to me, and I've always been on the fence about it.
More.
Alexis.
Okay. David.
More.
Show us the answer.
Okay, here we go.
Do you like this sweater? Jared Leto gave it to me, and I've always been on the fence about it.
I mean, I like it because Jared Leto gave it to you, and he was my first kiss, but I don't know if I like it.
I got that one. All right. Okay. Say hello to my new hashtag friends, a little word I assembled to consecrate my fans who are also my friends.
Twyla.
The answer is?
Say hello to all my new hashtag friends. It's a little word I assembled to consecrate my fans who are also my friends.
Okay. Friends doesn't sound nice.
Wow, the show is pretty quote-worthy. Okay, I plan on popping a pill, crying a bit, and falling asleep early. Just a regular weeknight.
Maura.
David.
Roland.
Maura.
No,
the answer
David.
Is?
Do you have any plans for today, or?
I plan on popping a pill, crying a bit, and falling asleep early. So just a regular weeknight.
Get confused, because he and his mother have some of the same...
Yes.
They're trying to break it down just to get in the minds of the characters. Do you guys think Schitt's Creek is going to win big tomorrow?
I hope they do.
Yes, I think
really
they will.
I really do hope they do.
Long
they
time coming.
It.
They were on Pop TV for a very long time, and no one ever knew about them. And then, bam!
Netflix picked them up.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're probably going to be partying together. I can't wait to see that little celebration.
It's like when people jump on your bandwagon, like when you've been rooting for, like, the, you know, the Chargers for a minute, but then now everybody wants to get on them because they're good and stuff now.
Yeah. That's all of us. All right, you guys, tomorrow's going to be so much fun. Make sure you tune in to E! And NBC for all the Golden Globes excitement. Then Monday on Daily Pop, we'll have all the wild moments backstage. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Yes.